And thanks to the good work of PBOT and procurement and legal on this.
917, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University to conduct disability engagement and equity research not to exceed $75,000.
Very good. And I'll turn this over to Commissioner Udaly in a moment, but just sort of a administrative heads up. At some point, I'll do a brief interruption just so we can close out the prior item with a vote. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, this ordinance will allow us to release funds for an IGA with Portland State University to conduct disability engagement and equity research. The results of this research will be used to inform Civic Life's efforts and will be shared with citywide partners. Joanne Johnson from the Disability Program, the Disability Program Coordinator in Civic Life, and Nico Serra and Layla Hiley from Real Choice Initiative are here as for a brief presentation.
Yes.
Welcome, and please state your, well, you know, everyone, please state your name for the record.
Of course. Good afternoon, Commissioners and Mayor. I'm Joanne Johnson, Disability Program Coordinator with the Office of Community and Civic Life. Thank you for your ongoing support and having us here today. I'm here along with Nico Serra and Layla Hale from Real Choice Initiative to ask you to authorize the intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University so we can begin work on the Disability Engagement and Equity Study. We'll share an overview of the study and why it's so important for our city and communities, as well as how we got to this point and what our next steps are. Do you need to pause?
No, we'll wait till you finish your presentation.
The Disability Data Project was funded in fiscal year 2017-2018 in the amount of $55,000 to collect data on Portland's diverse disability communities. Civic Life added $20,000 to the agreement through the fiscal year 18-19 spring bump from disability program funds to support a more meaningful study. The Disability Engagement and Equity Study will provide information that supports the city's efforts to understand how people access civic engagement and other city services and identify how diverse disabled Portlanders want to engage. It will also inform Civic Life program development and citywide equity efforts. Layla Hale and Nico Serra will share more about the study design soon. I want to take a moment to underscore the deep need for this work. Data on Portlanders with disabilities, especially as it relates to civic engagement and experiences accessing city services, is extremely limited. Moreover, the data that does exist at county, state, and federal levels is outdated or cannot be disaggregated by disability, race, gender, etc. While the 2019 Portland Community Insights Survey is a great start, we need a more specific disability-focused effort to understand how diverse disabled Portlanders do and want to engage with the city and what's getting in the way. We continue to need a more complete picture of how Portlanders with disabilities from many communities experience city engagement and city services. As you can see in front of you, community and government partners have already worked incredibly hard to get us to this point. In the summer of 2018, staff met with data analysts and impacted community members. The RFP was open in fall 2018, with the first deadline falling just before Thanksgiving. The deadline was extended to get more applicants. The RFP was closed in winter 2018, and our selection process left us with two fantastic applicants with very complementary and equally necessary skill sets. So we asked them to collaborate. In spring of 2019, a draft collaborative contract was created and went through legal review. And this summer, we sent the contract to Portland State University for review and negotiation. And now we're here, ready for your authorization to begin work. Please allow me to introduce the teams who will be working on this study. I would like to share a statement from Dr. Masami Nishishiba, and then I will hand it off to Nico Serra and Layla Hale to introduce themselves and share more about their team. Dr. Masami Nishishiba is a professor and department chair of the Department of Public Administration, Hatfield School of Government, Portland State University. She couldn't be here today, but wanted to share this with you. I'm excited to be part of this important project, working in collaboration with the Office of Community and Civic Life and the team from Real Choice Initiative. Real Choice and Portland State University collaboratively discussed the approach to this study. While there are a variety of ways to collect information about and from disability communities, we decided to focus our effort on using a standardized online questionnaire. We are aware, however, that just sending online surveys from an electronic form will not reach the broader disability community. Therefore, we will employ multiple modalities in administering this survey. Once the survey data is collected, we will organize a town hall-style information sharing session. Portland State University will be providing expertise and research methods, survey software resources, and we will be engaging students and providing students opportunities to learn more about the disability communities and the research approach. I would now like to invite Nico Sora from Real Choice Initiative to present their roles and their team members.
Thanks.
Of course.
Thanks, Joanne.
Hi. My name is Nico Sella. I'm a white passing mixed race queer and transgender person with disabilities, and I use they pronouns. As Joanne stated, I'm with Real Choice Initiative. Alan Hines, our director and the project manager, couldn't be here today, and we prepared a statement for y'all. Our team of organizers and service providers have deep and lasting connections in the disability community. Together, we have a broad reach and can engage underrepresented populations such as people of color, queer and transgender people, people living in group settings, and those struggling to survive out on the streets. Through the connections we developed while in the field, we've learned that many disabled people are eager to have comprehensive data that will better inform the decisions of local policymakers and ultimately improve our lives. In the past, many researchers studying the disability community have turned to non-probability sampling, often in the form of focus groups and convenience samples. Focus groups often require a community presence as someone to identify, a level of health to be present and participating for an extended period of time, easily remedied access needs, and transportation. The result is a small pool of relatively privileged people representing a diverse and expansive disability community to the exclusion of the most oppressed among us. Our team hypothesizes that the fulfillment of basic needs is a predictor of individuals' civic engagement. That is, when people with disabilities fare well in addressing social determinants of health, they have a greater capacity to engage with the policies that affect their lives. Our study is designed to gather demographic information, data on six categories of basic needs, respondents' current level of civic engagement, and their recommendations to better support them to participate in the political process. We hope to survey at least 350 to 450 people, and we believe that engaging a diverse group of people with disabilities is key for this study and beyond. And I will pass it on to Layla.
I'll echo everything else that my colleagues here said. It was all very well put. Also, my name is Layla Hale, for the record. I'm most passionate about this project because we know that in government, if there's no data, then there's no problem. And we know that with no data collection, we don't exist. And that is a form of very quiet bureaucratic eugenics that we want to push against. And also pushing the fact that we are the only community that anyone can become a part of at any moment. So I feel like we're also the most important that folks in power need to pay attention to when we're talking about allocating resources and creating a sustainable city that serves folks in the long term. I feel like that's all I have to say.
Cool. Great.
That this work is really important, and if we're thinking of truly serving everyone who's involved in most of the systems that serve our people, we need to look at the folks who are most oppressed and who are at the forefront of that. We're basically your canary in the coal mine when it comes to evaluating how our systems are serving the greater public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you can see, this process and this study are rooted in collaborations between governments and communities. This is no less true within the city of Portland and our partners in the county and community. This study was funded in response to communities and government partners' calls for this kind of data. As we've been moving through this process to begin work on the study and shared our anticipation, we've heard nothing but enthusiastic support from our colleagues in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, as well as other bureaus like the Portland Bureau of Transportation, the Portland Housing Bureau, friends at Multnomah County, and respected community leaders within disability community organizations. There's a lot of excitement for the many ways this data can support engagement and equity efforts across the city and in our communities. Because the data from this study will be a leap forward in informing our race and disability equity efforts in the city, we want to underscore that the Office of Equity and Human Rights has long recognized the need for this kind of data. They've been deeply supported of the project and will be consulted throughout our data collection efforts. We plan to share our results with the Office of Equity and Human Rights and all other bureaus and partners to support our collective equity work. I'd like to read a statement from Nicole Sharon, ADA Title II and Disability Equity Manager with the Office of Equity and Human Rights, who couldn't be here today but wanted to share her thoughts. Distinguished council members, I'm sorry I couldn't be here today, but I wanted to share my thoughts all the same. When the Coalition for Communities of Color put their report on the state of Black Portland, I was in awe. It made such a statement and impact to see in such clear numbers the inequity faced by people of color living in Portland. I've known for a long time that if we were able to do such a report in regards to people with disabilities living in Portland, we would see similar numbers. Unemployment, access to housing, and living on a fixed low income would paint a dire picture. But we don't have these numbers, and we don't get much assistance from the federal government in collecting that information either. The Census Bureau only collects data on disability through the American Community Survey, ACS, beginning in 1999, with a heavy focus on social services, and the Survey of Income and Program Participation, SIPP, starting in 2014. The current data available around disability statistics is further compromised by the social stigmas associated with identifying as a person with a disability. Older Americans, for example, are 35% more likely to experience a disability over the age of 65, and they rarely identify themselves as having a disability. Without good data, we cannot draw a clear picture of the gaps and inequities people are facing. These are only a few reasons why Joanne's project is so important. I wanted to let you know how excited and supportive of this I am. OEHR will be available to Joanne and Civic Life to make sure this process is a success. I truly believe Joanne's work will set a model and direction other cities will hopefully follow. Nicole, ADA Title II and Disability Equity Manager.
Commissioner Hardesty. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done?
Not quite.
Okay,
sorry.
Our next step is getting to work, finalizing the study design and data collection timeline, officially kicking off engagement with city and community partners, and formally reaching out to Portlanders so they know how to get involved. We'll be back here in May to share what we've learned and how we'll inform our work going forward. And we're looking forward to it already. I'm happy to respond to any questions you might have now. Thank you for your time and kind attention. We urge you to approve this IGA so we can get to work.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all for your compelling testimony. Let me just say we need you. We need you to conduct this survey. We need you to get this information incorporated into the city's work. And I am thrilled, and I am channeling my colleague, Commissioner Fritz, who isn't here today, but I know this is near and dear to her heart. So I just want you to know that I'm giddy, and I know she's giddy. She can't say it on the record, but I'll say it for her, that we're moving this process forward. It's taken a long, long time, but hopefully we're doing it in a very thoughtful way so that the information we get will be useful for the work that we have ahead. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to add my thanks. And Joanne, you probably said this. Could you tell me what the next step is? Do you have a time frame for coming back to the City Council with your learning?
We'll be back in May.
In May. Thank
yes.
you. In that earlier or later, do we have a date?
Mid-May.
Okay, good.
And I just want to acknowledge our timeline has changed several times just because of the bureaucracies of getting all of the pieces done so that we could start working.
Good. I just want to make sure I'm here because I'm really excited about this and I look forward to the results. Thank
yes.
you.
We need Commissioner Fish.
And this is an emergency, so we need to go grab.
Two emergencies.
We need him for both, in fact.
Is Mustafa?
I could go grab him, then I'd be gone.
No, because I know what's going to happen. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
It's hurting, Cass.
We've been here before, haven't we?
Indeed, we have.
Commissioner Fish, you're wanted in chambers.
I'm sure that's him now.
I don't know how he gets through that exit door. No.
Okay. He'll be back. Any other questions for us? Well, thank you very much. We're going to vote on this.
The good news is we can stall because we need to take testimony. Carla, was there any public testimony on 917?
No one signed up.
Okay.
Of course not.
I can share some.
Commissioner Daly.
Reflections.
Please.
And appreciations. I want to thank Nicole Sharon, of course, and thank Joanne especially for advancing this item. I want to kind of expand on something that Layla said, which is that people with disabilities are the largest minority group in this country. And it is true that anyone can join at any moment. Unlike most other minority groups, despite what some people might think, some people have visible disabilities, some people have invisible disabilities, but the lack of data that we have, the lack of access, inclusion, and opportunity of people with various types of disabilities does lead to this disappearing, where people think they don't exist, therefore there's no need or demand, and it's just this vicious cycle of people not being served and not being recognized. So I'm very, very excited about this study. It's a perfect example of a significant community in our city that is underrepresented and underserved, and for a variety of reasons, may be unable to engage in the very prescribed ways that we have historically and currently allowed people to engage. And the really good news is when we center disability and serve people with disabilities, it benefits everyone. So now we can take the vote.
Thank you.
Very good. So any further business on number 917? Seeing none, please call the roll, Carla.
Hardesty.
Great work. I look forward to you coming back in May of next year and telling us what the results are and helping us figure out a way to make sure that that work is implemented throughout the city of Portland. I vote aye.
You Daly.
Well, obviously, I'm looking forward to working closely with Civic Life, PSU, and Real Choice Initiative on this study. I love that this is a partnership across community, academia, and government, and know that we'll end up with a better outcome because of this collaboration. This study is one important step forward to helping us get a more complete picture of who is here in our city, what their needs and priorities are, and how the city can best serve people of all abilities. This is especially important in the context of civic engagement. So thank you again to our presenters, Joanne, Nico, Layla, for being here today. I'm looking forward to our work together. I vote aye.
Thank you. Fish.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Wheeler.
Great presentation. I look forward to seeing the results. Joanne, thank you for all your hard work on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Thank you.